to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series on faith, diving into the lives of biblical heroes who trusted God through overwhelming trials. Our key verse is James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awakened to Deliver. Yesterday, we began our journey into understanding biblical faith, focusing on its essence as the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Today, we're stepping deeper into the topic by exploring the lives of biblical heroes who walked by faith, often in the face of overwhelming trials. Their stories teach us that faith isn't theoretical. It's active, tested, and refined through life's challenges. Our key verse today is from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. It reminds us to consider it all joy when we face trials, because these moments test and strengthen our faith. As we look at the lives of these heroes, we'll discover how God used their circumstances to grow their trust in Him and to prepare them for His purposes. Faith, as we discussed yesterday, isn't static. It's something God refines through trials and challenges. James tells us that these tests produce endurance, making our faith more resilient and steadfast. This refining process is not easy. It often involves stepping into the unknown, trusting God in the face of uncertainty, and persevering through hardship. Consider the story of Abraham, often called the father of faith. God asked him to leave his homeland and travel to an unknown place, promising to make him the father of many nations. We see this in Genesis 12. And Abraham obeyed, not knowing where he was going. Later, his faith was tested even more profoundly when God asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac in Genesis 22. Abraham trusted God's character, believing that even if Isaac died, God could raise him from the dead. This unwavering trust in God's promise made Abraham a model of faith for generations to come. How often do we face situations where God calls us to step out without knowing the outcome? Abraham's story reminds us that faith grows when we trust God's plan, even when it doesn't make sense to us. Another powerful example of faith under trial is Job. Job's story is one of profound loss. His wealth, health, and family were taken from him in a series of devastating events. Yet Job's response to his suffering was a declaration of trust. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is Job 1, verse 21. Job's faith was not based on his circumstances, but on his understanding of God's sovereignty. Even in his anguish, he trusted that God was in control and that his suffering had a purpose. In the end, God restored Job's fortunes. But the greater lesson is that Job's faith endured even when the outcome was uncertain. Job's story challenges us to ask, how do we respond when our faith is tested through suffering? Do we cling to God's promises, or do we allow doubt to creep in? Faith doesn't mean we won't have questions or struggles. It means we hold on to God in the midst of them. But faith isn't just about enduring trials. It's about taking action based on trust in God. Noah is a prime example. God trusted him to build an ark in preparation for a flood, even though rain was nowhere in sight. We see this in Genesis 6, 13 through 22. Noah's obedience, despite the ridicule he likely faced, demonstrates the kind of faith that acts on God's word without waiting for visible proof. And the same is true for Moses, who led the Israelites out of Egypt. Despite his initial doubts about his abilities, Moses trusted God's promise to deliver his people and performed miraculous acts through faith. Hebrews 11:27 says, "By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he persevered as though seeing him who is unseen." These stories teach us that faith requires both belief and action. Noah built the ark. Moses confronted Pharaoh. Abraham journeyed to an unknown land. What steps of faith is God calling you to take today? Remember, even small acts of obedience can have eternal significance. The heroes of faith didn't just endure trials. They experienced the rewards of their trust in God. Hebrews 11 recounts the stories of many who, through faith, conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouth of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, and put foreign armies to flight. We see this in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 33 through 34. And these victories weren't achieved through human strength, but through faith in God's power. Yet the chapter also reminds us that not all heroes saw the fulfillment of God's promises in their lifetimes. Some faced persecution and death, holding on to faith that their reward was eternity. This dual reality, the triumphs and the sacrifices of faith, encourages us to trust God's plan, whether we see immediate results or not. Faith looks beyond the present moment to the eternal promises of God. While we may not face the same trials as Abraham, Job, or Noah, the principles of faith remain the same. God calls us to trust him in our daily lives, to act on his word, and to persevere through challenges. Like the heroes of faith, we are called to live in a way that reflects our trust in God's promises. Take a moment to reflect on your own life. What challenges are testing your faith right now? How might God be using these trials to strengthen your trust in him? Just as he was faithful to the heroes of Scripture, he will be faithful to you. Today, we've seen how the heroes of faith trusted God in the face of trials and uncertainty. Their stories remind us that faith is both tested and active. It grows through challenges and is demonstrated in obedience. And as we reflect on their examples, let's consider how we can step out in faith in our own lives, trusting God's promises and allowing him to work through us. Tomorrow, we'll continue this journey by exploring how to live by faith every day, turning our trust in God into practical actions that glorify him. So until then, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter through the links in our link tree. For our international listeners, we now offer a safe and secure giving option through DonorBox. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.